This is
Animal Radio, baby.
But listen, people were asking me, and they ask me this a lot, and about sprucing up their pet's color, their color on their coat. And there's a real easy way. Actually, it's funny because I did it about a week ago, and it's something that's really easy if you do it right. And I'm going to tell everyone this right now. If you got a multicolored dog, like a party-colored poodle or something like that, where, you know, like a Dalmatian is a good example because everyone can picture a Dalmatian. They may not know what a party-colored poodle is. You don't want to try this. That it's too difficult to do something like that. But if your dog is a solid color, if it's solid brown, if it's solid black, if it's apricot, if it's blonde, real, real easy way. The first thing you're going to do is go out and get yourself a small jar of Vaseline. Not scented, just a regular Vaseline is number one.
And KY won't work. Just Vaseline.
I got to tell you what. KY will work as long as it's not the stuff, the warming gel. Just the regular stuff, you know. Regular KY actually will work. So,
okay.
So now that you threw your little joke in there and it didn't work because it still works. So. What we're going to do is you're going to go out and you're going to shop and you're going to go into the aisle and you're going to find the Just for Men hair color.
Okay.
Not the stuff with the beard and the mustache, the hair color. And you're going to first go home and you're going to do a test patch on your dog with it. Now, the problem is doing the test patch with it is once you mix this stuff, it's no good anymore. So just take a couple of drops of each solution that's in there. There's two solutions. There's the activator and there's a color. So put two drops of activator, two drops of color, mix it together, and put it on a test bud on your dog. Leave it on for 5 minutes. Rinse it off, okay, and just I would wait until the next day, see if there's any irritation, if the skin looks pink, if something looks different. If that happens, you don't want to do this. If it doesn't happen, the next thing you're going to do is you're going to figure out a way of how to secure your dog safely in your bathtub or sink. And I say this because if you don't, I don't want hate mail. I don't want people saying to me that my dog jumped out and stained my carpets and my furniture and everything in the house, because that will happen if your pet is not, and dogs, not cats. This is for dogs.
Okay.
That you want to make sure that they're safe. So I would do a whole test thing first. If you do your little test patch, put your dog in the sink, in the tub, see how they respond to the water, the sound of it, you know, whatever. So you're going to put your dog in. While your dog is, and I'm going to say this twice, dry. While your dog is dry, you are going to put the solution on. The solution, you just mix it together. It comes with a squeeze bottle. Wear gloves. Before you do all that, I skipped a step. Make sure you put a little drop of Vaseline or KY in their eyes. Now, this is going to protect their eyes.
In their eyes?
You could put it in there. It's not going to hurt them. It's, you know, we do this a lot when you use pesticides, when you use medicated shampoo, stuff that may be irritating to the pet's eyes. Now, it's not something that's going to resist it. It's not going to, how could I say, it's not like it's waterproof or chemical proof. It's just going to help resist anything from getting in there. So you want to still be real gentle around the eyes. If something goes in the eyes, wipe it out. And what I would say is, because you got to work fast. If you have a big dog, you need two people, because this stuff is going to work real quickly. In 5 minutes, you got to put it on and rinse it off. So you're going to apply it to the dog, apply it to the areas that really need it the most. And it's usually the head, the back, you know, the areas that you really want, the color you want. Leave it on for the recommended time that it says, 5 minutes. If your dog is in a solid black or solid brown and has just, you know, like a hint of maybe other colors in it, leave it on for 3 minutes, okay? Because when you rinse it off, you'll achieve the natural effect that you want. Shampoo it in. Rinse it off, shampoo the dog normally, and condition. Condition's an important step in this because it's going to lock everything in place. After you're done, you're going to have a dog that looked like you took 10 years off them. They look great. This is a trick that we use in grooming competitions when you want the dog to stand out amongst others. What we do is we'll do this. Now, we'd usually use a permanent dye because it stands out a little bit more. You don't want to do that at home. That's a little bit, it's a little bit dangerous. It's a little bit messy. It's something, if you're not a professional, don't do it. But the Just for Men works unbelievable. You'll have great results. Your dog will look great. And you know what? If you don't want to do it, bring it to your groomer.
Is that Just for Men just the same as like L'Oreal, the stuff that ladies use to dye their hair?
The, It's very close. The difference is this, is the Just for Men product, it's made for men, so it's idiot proof, where the L'Oreal is probably a little bit more permanent. It's a little bit, more difficult to work with. So I like using the Just for Men because it is idiot proof, because it just shampoos in and out. And I don't know of any other product that does that. There may be other products on the market that do it, but I've tested the Just for Men on pets and I've never had a problem with it. I've never had irritation. So that's the one that I'm going to recommend at this point until I know more about some of the other products out there.
Judy had me dye her hair, and you have to do that really fast. I mean,
yeah,
I can't imagine doing a whole dog that way.
Yeah, you only got X.
Well, that's why
with
a dog, you need a couple of hands. A really big dog is a challenge. It's going to be difficult. A small dog, like I have the Karen Terriers and all, whatever, actually medium-sized to small, they're not that hard. Ladybug would be a breeze, because it would take just 2 minutes to apply the product and let it sit for a minute or three, depending on how, you know, how much color you want.
Man, I love the Just for Men, Joey.
You use that, Alan?
Oh, yeah. I use it on my chest and my hair, my back, everywhere.
And it's, I'm a Just for Men guy myself.
Oh, and it's great for carpeting, you know, dark-colored carpeting if you have a problem.
Yeah.
Okay, guys.
Oh, that's gross.
There you go. Joey Villani's tip of the week over at the website at animalradio.com. A little bit of testosterone in the studio today.
Just a little bit too much. Dr. Debbie, get in here.
You're listening to Animal Radio.
Hey, everybody. This is Brett Michaels. And I just want to say, you, right now, want to take... Wait, give me the line again. My brain skipped.
Brett Michaels.
I just had one of my brain hemorrhage brain farts.
Oh, don't do that. Don't do that. I don't want to be responsible for that.
Trust me, it's me. Go ahead.
Animal Radio. Brett Michaels, Animal Radio.
You got it. I knew the Animal Radio. Like, okay, here we go. Hey, this is Brett Michaels. You're listening to Animal Radio. And take care of your pets. They will rock your world.